For 2 weeks, protests have taken to the streets of Panama, demanding the government take action to combat the high cost of living. Prices of gasoline, medicine, and basic food items have doubled since the start of the year.
People are protesting everywhere, and we are ready to start an indefinite strike until they sit down with us to discuss and find solutions to this unsustainable situation.
Teachers were the first to demonstrate at the start of July, but they have since been joined by construction workers, students, and members of indigenous groups. In the central province of Veraguas, protesters blocked the Pan-American highway, affecting access of goods to the Panama Canal from other Central American countries. President Laurentino Cortizo blamed COVID and the war in Ukraine for the cost hikes. He promised to reduce the price of gasoline by 24% and freeze the cost of 10 basic food items to try and dissuade protesters.
One of the problems now hitting Panamanians and the world is rising fuel prices and the consequences. For that reason, I set up talks to address high fuel costs directly impacting the cost of staple foods, with the objective of finding concrete and feasible solutions.
But on Tuesday, protesters called the offer insufficient, demanding larger reductions, and vowed to keep up their pressure on the streets. Analysts say the problem lies in an unequal economic recovery following the pandemic.
The macro numbers are based on a few items: logistics, the national airline, mining, and the Panama Canal. But the growth did not trickle down to the population while prices went up. So working-class Panamanians are wondering why, if the country is growing at 6.5%, they are unable to pay for medicine and gasoline.
The government is hoping for negotiations with union leaders, but for now, more demonstrations are planned, and a national strike is set to go ahead on Wednesday. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera.